Now, let's move on here, because my, we can get hurt here. Now, I want to read verse 9. God says, "And now I pray you, beseech God that he will be gracious unto us. This hath been by your means. Will he regard your person, saith the Lord of hosts." Now, is it possible that these people could continue in that sort of thing, giving an outward show and not realizing that in their heart that they actually were not right with God? Now, will you notice he says in verse 10, "Who is there even among you that would shut the doors for nothing? Neither do ye kindle fire on my altar for nothing. I have no pleasure in you, saith the Lord of hosts, neither will I accept an offering at your hand." God says all this ritual that you're going through is absolutely meaningless. It's for nothing. It doesn't profit. And now they continue on, and I want you to notice this, "For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the nations." Now, Israel was bringing the name of God into disrepute by the way they were serving him. And they were not serving him as they'd done in the days of Solomon, for instance. The Queen of Sheba was greatly impressed. But at this time, nobody was impressed by it. It was just a form and a ceremony. And God says, "But among Gentiles, the day is coming." Now, that's not today. If you think that's being fulfilled today, you're entirely wrong. It will be in the millennium, but not today. At least we're sure not seeing it today, because God's name is not great among the nations. "And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering," and incense speaks of prayer, "and a pure offering," and that pure offering is Christ, "for my name shall be great among the nations, saith the Lord of hosts." You see, God's purpose in choosing them was that they might witness to the nations of the world. Now he says, "But ye have profaned it, in that ye say the table of the Lord is polluted, and the fruit of it, even its food, is contemptible." And now notice verse 13. "Ye said also, behold, what a weariness is it. And ye've sniffed at it, saith the Lord of hosts." Now, they said, it makes us tired to go to church and to go through all of this thing. Ye say, oh, what a weariness. My friend, when the heart is not in the thing, it becomes weariness. I told my daughter one morning, we were driving into Los Angeles. That's when I was a pastor downtown. And I couldn't wait to get to the church that morning. I had a broadcast to do and tapes to make, and I was looking forward to it. And I said, "Look at the faces of all these people in this big traffic jam, bored to tears, dreading to go to the place of work." I said, "The worst thing in the world that I can think of is to be doing a job that you hate to do, and it makes the hours long. There's no joy in it whatsoever." And I said to her, "You know, going to church is just as boresome to a great many people today." And that's the reason that you hear today in the churches, what can we do to interest our people in the church? Did you ever hear that talked over? Now, what can we do to get people to come on Sunday night? Or how can we get them to come? Well, somebody says, let's serve a dinner. Let's have a banquet. Let's have a little different service. Instead of all this boring Bible study, let's have some music, some special music, and let's put on an entertaining program. We could have some sort of a pageant, you know. What's wrong, folks? Well, people are saying God is becoming boring today. He bores me. My friend, why do you think man ever adopted a ritual to begin with? Why do they wear robes and chant and burn incense and march around? They're tired of spiritual worship, that's it. And they needed something to tickle the flesh. Somebody says, but I love an orderly service. I do too. But there's a danger of loving order. And there's a danger of loving a ritual. Now, I recognize that a ritual can have its place, and a great many people brought up that way can be fine folk. I remember when I first went to downtown Los Angeles, there was a lovely couple. They really loved the Word of God, but they were members of a very formal church, very high church, if you please. And actually, he was enraged by my informality, the way I began the service, because I'm very informal. And he got so that he and his wife would not come until after we got the brief preliminaries over with. And he very frankly told me, says, I just can't stand that informality. But he loved the Word of God, and I always forgave him for that. Now, way back in the stern days of our fathers, the Puritans, they sat on log benches that listened for 2 hours. Now, there are today people that will sit for 3 hours out in the hot sun in bleachers watching a ball game. There are folk that will sit in the cold, watch a football game. And there are those that will sit for 3 hours listening to an opera, 2 hours in a movie. It takes 4 hours for Hamlet. And I'll be very frank with you. I find it thrilling to sit and listen to a Shakespearean play. My wife and I, when we were at Stratford-on-Avon, we went one night to see Richard III. 3 hours. Why, I didn't sit on the edge of my seat, but I sat back relaxed and thoroughly enjoyed it. My friend, why are you weary when your preacher speaks for 1 hour? I'm a long-winded preacher, always have been. And when I used to speak an hour, do you know who complained about it? It wasn't the average person. Many people said they didn't think it was too long. It was some of the leaders, the so-called spiritual leaders of the church. They complained. What is it that's wrong today? My friends, we love the ritual, and we love the form, and we go to church, and we stand up and sit down, and we sing the doxology loud. But really, where is our heart today? Is our heart in this? Is it because of a love for Him? Do we desire to worship Him? Oh, may I say that we can sing, were all the realm of nature mine, that were a gift far too small. Wait just a minute. May I say to you, is that a gift far too small? It sure is. Then why did you put just a dollar in the offering plate? If the whole realm of nature wasn't a big enough gift to God, then what about that dollar bill? And that dollar bill's not worth very much today. Oh, it's so easy to get tired, weary in church work. Dwight L. Moody came home one time, very weary, and he was going to another meeting without taking time out to rest, and his family begged him to cancel it, because he was so weary, and he made this statement. He said, I get tired in the work, but I never get tired of the work. Oh, today, friends, to be able to say that. I'm afraid we got a lot of lazy folk that are serving the Lord. And I know that when I was ordained to the ministry, there were 3 sins of the ministry that were given to me at that time, and I've never forgotten them since then.